And right now, though, a new poll from UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies finds that Rick Caruso is catching up to Karen Bass in the L.A. mayor's race. Bass leads 34-31 among all registered voters. That's down from the 12-point Bass lead back in August. Rafe Sonnenschein's executive director of the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs at Cal State L.A., thank you so much for joining us. Now, first of all, before we dig into the numbers, isn't part of this just to polls tighten the closer you get to an election, in almost every election, isn't that right?
Well, they tighten, and the underdog usually gains ground. They've got the most ground to make up. And in this case, the underdog, Rick Caruso, has a phenomenally well-funded and well-organized campaign, both on the air and on the ground, which hit heavily in the primary and is about to hit again. So he really has one good run to make on this. He's got all the resources and the TV ads and the people going door to door to at least have him make a run at it. I would remind you, though, that among likely voters, Bass is still very well ahead in the same poll by 15 points. And generally speaking, at this stage, pollsters like to really focus on the likely voters rather than all registered voters, many of whom will not turn out.
Now, what do you think is the discrepancy here between the registered and the likely? Because, you know, when you go around and poll those who say they're likely to vote, are they more motivated to actually get out to the polls and vote for the topics that perhaps Bass is hitting on better than Caruso?
Yeah, it's really striking. You rarely see this big a discrepancy between the two. And it means that Caruso, with a great campaign apparatus that he has to not only win people over, but get them to the polls when they're not inclined to vote. So he has kind of a double task there. The advantage for Bass is that she's still very strong among likely voters who are Democrats. And in this poll, she's leading by almost 40 points. And that is the single largest base right now in Los Angeles politics. So he's got his work cut out for him, but it's oddly enough, it's early. You know, a lot happens in the last 4 or 5 weeks. So what is it? Is it early or it's late? I don't know. But there is time for things to happen. But he really has to climb that mountain and not just get the unattached voters, but he has to get people who are basically committed to Bass to move off that position.
All right. So as the polls get tighter, at least in that one poll, and he's going to capitalize on that as much as he can, saying, hey, I've got momentum. With that getting closer and with the race getting tighter, can we expect more fireworks in their big debate that's going to be happening Thursday at 5 p.m. here on KNX?
Well, really, for both sides, fireworks seem indicated. For one thing, the worst thing you can do if you're in the lead is sit on a lead. And in that sense, it's a lot like sports. I mean, you have to be on the challenge to the challenger. And clearly, Caruso really has to shake the chemistry of the race and take advantage of some good news in this poll. I mean, it's more good news than you might expect in a quiet summer. I think they're going to really go after each other's weaknesses as much as trying to demonstrate their strengths.
Do you think Caruso's getting traction from the Scientology ads tying Bass to Scientology and how that might not, you know, jibe well with Democratic voters? I mean, we had you on a few days ago and you said he should focus on the core issues like, you know, crime and homelessness and not get into this other noise. But do you think it's working for him?
Well, it's hard to say. I think what he's trying to do is he threw a bit of a brushback pitch, not to overdo the sports metaphors, which, you know, I try not to do as many of those. But it basically was saying, I'm here. Here's something to show that could raise some doubt about you. But if you know, obviously they're not going to talk about Scientology the rest of the way. They're going to talk about homelessness, crime, corruption at City Hall. She's going to talk about abortion and Roe versus Wade, about Donald Trump, and about the Democratic Party, what they hope is going to be a surge for them in the midterm. So all this is going to be the main stuff.
All right, very quickly before we go, is, you know, tightening the lead, it's probably good for Karen Bass, too, because it's going to motivate even more Democrats and her supporters to come out and support her. So she probably doesn't want to make too much of the likely voter poll that shows her with a double-digit lead, right? Because that might lead to apathy.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point, which is that both candidates have an interest in everybody really seeing that. And the truth is, these things can go anywhere. And in that sense, it will kind of shake some complacency in her base and give some hope to the Caruso organization and their plan. So I think it can only enliven things going forward.
All right. Thank you so much, Rafe Sonnenschein, joining us. He's the executive director of the Pat Brown Institute for Public Affairs at Cal State LA.